Hello there, everybody. Welcome to Challenges and Choices, the Special Needs Perspective. Today is going to be a very special holiday. It is going to be Teacher Appreciation Week. In order to celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week, I'm going to have one guest from my school, and she has been my teacher for so long, ever since I was a kid, and we're going to interview her for Teacher Appreciation Week. So I would really appreciate if everybody would subscribe to the podcast, like the video. So let's welcome Miss Sally Dennison to Challenges and Choices, a Special Needs Perspective.
Hi, Joey. I am so pleased to be invited to be the heart of your podcast. And yes, it was a long time ago that you were in my kindergarten class. I haven't counted the years, have you?
I think,
We
I
might
have
have
not
to
been
get a
counting like the years ever since.
we might have to get out a piece of paper and do the math.
Okay, so how did you end up being my kindergarten teacher?
Well, you know, I started teaching in Pinellas County in 1988. I taught 7 years down in St. Pete at 74th Street Elementary. And then in 1995, I moved to Eisenhower Elementary, and I was lucky enough to be part of a new program that they were trying in the county, which was they took a regular ed classroom and a special ed classroom, and they merged it together. So there were two teachers, and I want to say we probably had about 18 regular ed students and 6 special ed students all in one room, which was a beautiful situation, and that's how we met, Joey.
Now, do you like dealing with special needs kids or normal kids?
Well, to be truthful, dealing with special ed children and the needs that they have is just like dealing with any other kindergarten child. All children coming into kindergarten are seeing school for the very first time, unless they went to pre-K, and pre-K is a little bit different than kindergarten. And so the needs of a special needs student and the needs of a regular ed student don't vary in a great deal at that age. They work well together. I think the biggest challenge with the special needs children is making sure that I am providing all the services that they need and all the services that they require to experience a successful year.
And what challenges and choices have you faced along with all of the kids that you deal with?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is meeting the child and learning where they are, and with the biggest challenge is finding what I need to do for each child so that they can be the most successful. So you really have to develop relationships to get to know each child and determine where their academic strengths and weaknesses lie and go from there to make them have the most successful academic year possible.
Now, have you ever put a child with a special needs child that is different than they are?
I'm not quite understanding the question.
Let's say she has special needs and Brooklyn is just a normal child. If you put Brooklyn with Eve, and Brooklyn is learning everything about Eve, about her special needs, does that develop a friendship between those two kids?
Well, I don't know either child that you're talking about, so they may be friends of yours, but any two children in a classroom together can develop relationships and friendships. It doesn't matter if they're special needs or regular ed. A child is a child, and they don't see disability. They see ability. They see each other as beautiful people that they're able to become friends with and work together. And it becomes a friendship right away.
Now, what is Summer Bridge?
Oh, Summer Bridge is an extended learning program that Pinellas County offers to all students. It runs through the month of June, and it offers a variety of learning activities for the children that have registered to go. All children in Pinellas County are invited to attend Summer Bridge. There are certain sites throughout the county. I know Eisenhower is a Summer Bridge site. And right now, they're filling up those spaces of enrollment because we want children to be there. The beauty of Summer Bridge is it extends the school year for another month and allows the children to stay connected to reading and writing and math and science so that when they come back to school in August, they've had a little more time to stay connected to the curriculum, and it makes it a little bit easier starting up in August.
Now, what is Art Club?
Art Club is a program that many schools throughout Pinellas County have, and it's a program that watches children before and after care, and that's usually for families that work a different out or different hours than the school day. So if parents work past 3 o'clock, then of course they can register their children for Art Club and they have after school care.
And have you ever, I know like you basically flip each kindergarten class and get different types of kids from that other teacher. What is it like for you to do that?
Are you talking about children that attend our club?
No, I'm saying like in like normal school. Like you trade like one teacher for their students and they have your students.
The only teacher that I trade students with would be art, music, PE, and they keep my class together as a whole. And my entire class goes to art, music, and PE on their assigned day. But I don't flip students around. They stay with me the entire school year. Now, if you're talking about a pull-out program, some children do receive additional services
yes.
where they can be pulled out into small groups and work with an adult on specific skills that they need. It might be for writing, or it might be for reading, or it might be for math. And that is a pull-out program, and those usually last anywhere for 20 to 30 minutes for the pull-out group for the students to be working with an additional adult in a small group setting, maybe 3 or 4 children and one teacher.
And let's see how. And what assignments have you done with your friends throughout the years in school?
What assignments? Do
yeah.
you mean what curriculum areas do I teach?
Yeah.
I teach just the same curriculum areas that all teachers in elementary school teach. Kindergarten is considered as part of the mainstream. So we have reading, writing, math, science, social studies, and health. So those are all the areas that we work on.
Okay, I just wanted to like say for this, this is for Teacher Appreciation Week. I just wanted to wish everybody a happy Teacher Appreciation Week. And I have to like say, without our teachers, we would not be the best version of ourselves we could possibly be. And I have to like say, whenever a child really basically goes to school and they meet their friends for the first time, they should really talk about basically about their needs and what they have, and maybe they would have something in common. So I think everybody should have like a little talk and say like, what is your special need or your disability, because that would tie a friendship. I wanted to thank Mrs. Denison for appearing on my podcast, Challenges and Choices, a Special Needs Perspective. Stay tuned for more segments coming soon. I am Jim Cole. This episode for Teacher Appreciation. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Thank you, Joey.
You're so welcome.
I just wanted to say something about Teacher Appreciation Week. Teacher Appreciation Week runs through the 6th and ends on the 10th. I wanted to thank Mrs. Dennison for being my mentor. I knew her for 29 years. And I wanted to thank Mrs. Castaneda, one of my other teachers, for getting me into Harry Potter. And I wanted to thank Mr. Ledger for being my mentor. And I also wanted to thank Mr. Rice as well for being the best jokester and friend ever.